Let me tell you something. It is great to be a fan of the Los Angeles Rams. Now, my understanding is this is not a done deal yet. At least Adam Schefter is reporting it this way. OBJ expected to be an LA Ram. That was 11 minutes ago. 12 minutes ago, former Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. finalizing a deal with the Los Angeles Rams, per sources. So it sounds like we are going to have a wide receiver core of Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, and Odell Beckham Jr.
Now, hold, Mace, I think you presented it properly.
Yeah, I just
it
read the
really
Schefter
tweets. Depends on who you believe at this point.
Oh, there are other people going the other way?
That say he has not made a decision. This could be, remember when Dwight Howard announced that he was, last year, that he was coming back to the Lakers, and
yes.
10 minutes later he ended up, well, the best example of this is Chris Paul. You know, Chris Paul was traded to the Lakers. We had a big celebratory show for about 20 minutes.
That was
and
fantastic.
Then the NBA pulled the rug out from under us.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's an old saying in business, get them to sign on the line that is dotted or it ain't done. So this is fluid. I think that it's likely at this point, but no one we trust is reporting it as done, including Schefter. He says he's likely to be a Ram.
Now, on the Rams website, therams.com, the latest headline is "Welcome to Odell Beckham Jr." This is, again, according to the Rams website. Rams agree to terms with receiver Odell Beckham Jr.
All right, hold on. We're getting inside info that they're supposed to take that down.
Oh, they are supposed to take that
down.
Yeah,
because it's not officially done. It was a mock that they were and I don't want to rain on the parade here. He very well could be coming.
It still could happen.
Right. And it's still I would argue more likely than not. It's just not done.
Wow. Well, let's talk about it. So let's talk about it hypothetically. As if it's going to happen. The role of Odell Beckham Jr. is to take the top off of opposing defenses. Obviously, Cooper Kupp is maybe even the offensive player of the year in the NFL. He's already got 1,000 yards receiving and is breaking all kinds of records. Robert Woods is always reliable to make a tough catch, whether it be a wide receiver screen where he's going to generate yardage or a catch across the middle. And then Odell Beckham Jr., long, with Matthew Stafford and that big arm. If we talk about it hypothetically, and again, it's not apparently not done yet, reportedly not done yet.
Matter of fact, Mace, Josina Anderson, 10 minutes ago, Odell Beckham Jr. just told me he's still on the fence with his decision as of this minute.
Wow, how did it get this far and then go back?
Well, because we live in a viral world of social media, and when Adam Schefter said finalizing a deal to the Rams, everybody took it and ran with it. And again, it could happen.
Yeah, Jordan Rodriguez, is that the way to say the name?
Rodriguez?
Yeah, that's right, Rodriguez.
Who covers the Rams for The Athletic, points out that that they did take down the post on the Rams website between the Rams and Packers website, also posted in, oh, the Packers also made it the same announcement on their website.
So it could, we don't know if we've got them yet. Now, you're a Rams season ticket holder.
Yes.
You said the other day that you weren't sure he fit because
yep.
you like Van Jefferson and you like Robert Woods.
I do.
What do you think now?
Well, I don't think it affects Robert Woods. Robert Woods is,
So you're taking Tyler Higbee off the field?
No, you're not taking Tyler Higbee's your tight end.
Okay, wait a minute.
Right now, basically, you've got OBJ stepping into the Van Jefferson role.
Correct. But think about this. So you have five offensive linemen.
Yeah.
You have a quarterback. You have a
yep.
tailback. You normally have Tyler Higbee.
Yeah,
okay?
you still will. I mean, they've been running with Tyler Higbee, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, and Van Jefferson.
So it's Jefferson's the odd guy out.
Jefferson would be the odd man out.
And that's assuming you always play with one running back.
Yes.
Now, Adam
and
Schefter,
and they do. They don't use a fullback.
Yeah, Adam Schefter is on ESPN right now saying that Beckham is finalizing a deal with the Rams. So he's sticking with his original post.
Yeah, but Beckham wanted a playoff contender with a winning environment. And, yeah, he's sticking with it, Odell Beckham Jr. finalizing deal with Rams. So, now, I mean, I got to trust Schefter, right?
But he hasn't – even he hasn't said it's done. He just says he's finalizing a deal. Now, let's put this in perspective. Odell Beckham came into the league in 2014.
Yes.
His first 3 years in the NFL, 14, 15, 16.
Yep.
You could argue are the greatest 3 years, first 3 years for a wide receiver in NFL history.
Yep, no
ever.
Question.
His rookie season may have been the greatest rookie season for a wide receiver of all time. And it's not like he's been bad ever since then. He just hasn't been at that super elite level, mainly because of injuries.
And his last year with the Giants, and you mentioned because of injury, played 12 games. His last year with the Giants was his age 26 season. He had 1,000 receiving yards and 6 touchdowns.
77 catches. I mean, that's
77
terrible.
Catches, yeah. And he had 74 with Cleveland in 2019. It's just, it feels like the Browns, well, actually, it feels like Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham Jr. never got onto the same page. And
well,
in
I
fact, were completely at odds by the end.
I look at this like Randy Moss. So, Randy Moss came into the league with the Vikings and was unbelievable. He's like the comp to Odell. Odell's stats are a little bit better than Randy Moss's.
Yes.
But Randy Moss was unbelievable and scored more touchdowns. So then Randy Moss goes to the Raiders, and it's a disaster. He doesn't like it there. They don't like him. He doesn't produce. It's a square peg in a round hole. He goes to the Patriots, and he actually improves on the numbers he had with the Vikings. He got around Tom Brady,
yep,
and he just exploded. So I think what the Rams are looking at is, okay, we have Matthew Stafford. If we put Odell Beckham around Matthew Stafford, we've got a chance to get this Randy Moss effect that the Patriots got.
Yep.
So I love it. And he's got lightning speed to run reverses and deep threats and, you know, it's just,
the Rams just go for it. I mean, they're just a team that goes for it, period.
Yeah, I don't know how you guard them.
Yeah, they're fifth in offense right now in the National Football League in terms of points scored. So I don't know if they've had a game where they scored less. Yeah, their last game against Tennessee, they scored less than 20. Otherwise, they've scored 20-plus in every single game, and Matthew Stafford is the second-best QBR in the National Football League. By the way, Bergman hates the stat QBR. I try to explain. He says, what is it? I'm like, well, it's percentage of completion, it's yardage, it's touchdowns, and it's interception.
It's analytics like everything else, Greg.
Formula.
Explain rating, then.
Quarterback rating is the same thing, just a different view of it.
Yeah, QBR and QBR.
QBR,
there's two of the same
the
thing.
One, no,
it's just a stat that you're using just to use a stat.
Quarterback rating is the one that's been around for a really long time. QBR is the one that ESPN invented, so I'm going to go with the ESPN one because we work for ESPN.
Sure.
How dare you question ESPN?
I'm not questioning ESPN. I'm questioning you choosing
ESPN's
just
QBR rating.
Wait a minute, Art Mace, aren't we questioning ESPN by not announcing the Beckham deal?
Well, no, all we've done is read the tweets, right? He's
right.
Finalizing a deal with the Rams.
16 seconds ago, Adam Schefter just tweeted, Odell Beckham Jr., Copper Cup instead of Cooper Cup, but Copper Cup and Robert Woods. That's it. Just those three names.
Yeah, just those three names. Beckham Jr., Cup, and Robert Woods.
Okay.
I mean, it sounds like he's pretty locked
so
into this.
Somebody, I assume it's Von Miller, just sent out a picture of him and Odell Beckham on a FaceTime. And it said, let's chase this ring, family. Is that just him recruiting, or do you think that means it's done?
I mean, I just don't know. I don't think Schefter hangs himself out there.
Oh, he does all the time.
No, and gets one wrong?
It may have happened yesterday with Dalvin Cook. I mean, Pete, these guys do it all the time. But I think it's likely.
Oh, well, it sounds like it's likely. Yeah, it sounds like it's likely. And I, you know, the thing I love the thing I love is that the Rams, I mean, think about this. In the last 2 weeks, the Rams have grabbed Von Miller and potentially Odell Beckham Jr. What they understand about this market, when they understand about Los Angeles, is that this is, I mean, I'm going to quote you, you say it over and over again, this is a town of stars.
Yeah, started in town.
And if they add another star, as reported by Adam Schefter, if they add another star, it just gathers more shine for the organization. And I think what they've done over the last few years, John, rebuilding, you know, as Les Snead's coffee cup says, F draft picks. They just don't care. What they want is now. What they're in it for is right now. What they're in it for is the Super Bowl this year at SoFi Stadium. And if this deal is final, it's just more proof that they get it. They understand what Los Angeles is all about. They are a front burner organization. They don't want to be pushed to the back, like the Chargers are a back burner organization.
You know what I just realized?
What's that?
I have Odell Beckham in fantasy, and I never traded him. I never traded him. Man, if he plays this weekend, I'm starting him.
Why not?
Why not? I've lost four games in a row. What the hell?
Yeah, we still don't know if Von Miller is going to play on Monday night.
Yeah, I doubt he would play this weekend, though. As a matter of fact, Sean McVay is doing media right now, and they just asked McVay about it, and his answer was, right now we're focused on the 49ers.
Yeah, so, that's a non-answer. But
yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you would think he would need a week. And by the way, it's perfect timing because it's Monday night and then bye week. So you get a full 2 weeks to get the offense down and prepare for that next week, which, by the way, is at Green Bay.
By the way, is this true? Matthew Stafford leads the league in passing yards right now, before they're getting Beckham?
Yes.
He has 100 more than Brady? That's crazy. He's got so many weapons now. Just nuts. Man, I'm jealous of you. You're going to get to watch this high-flying act every week.
Hey, you think LeBron James has anything to do with this? There's a tweet from him on November 2nd that said, OBJ will show again why he's special. Wide receiver one. Hashtag free OBJ. He brought him. He brought him to LA.
Oh, you think LeBron James recruited? Yeah. He did not specifically recruit him to
No,
the Rams.
He said free him. He plays for the Lakers. He's in LA. OBJ is going to be a Ram. I'm just connecting dots here, Mace.
Let's see, who wrote this story? Ian Rappaport says, expected to sign with Rams, but Packers still in play.
Yeah, he's pretty reputable, Ian Rappaport. He works for the NFL Network.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's not done, but it's heading that way.
I'm already getting, by the way, tweets from, you know, I have so many Rams fans on my timeline because of my relationship with the Rams. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, I'm getting a lot of, do you really want a pouting diva on your team? Do you really want a guy like OBJ?
I don't think he's coming here to pout. That's the only thing. I mean, again, I'll use the Randy Moss analogy. I'm a Raider fan, and Randy Moss didn't fit. He didn't like it. They didn't like him. It just didn't work. If that's what happened to Odell in Cleveland, you're getting a really talented guy for not giving, and you don't have to give up anything.
Yeah, nothing.
Why wouldn't you roll the dice?
Yeah, I mean, does this? I think the salary cap probably applies to everybody except the Rams. Like the Rams, apparently the salary cap allows the Rams to do anything they want. Every other team is like locked up, cannot do a thing.
More dots connecting. LeBron James just tweeted, welcome to L.A., my brother, at OBJ. It's go time. And Adam Schefter quote tweeted it with, yes, sir.
Yeah,
dots connected.
Oh, Bergman and the dots.
The dots
connected.
Are connected. The dots are connected. ZBT, giant mistake. Guy is a cancer and the Rams can win without him. The move is just terrible.
Well, wait a minute. If the guy's a cancer, you just cut him. Why wouldn't you try it?
Oh, and there's a role for him. I mean, there's a role for him. You know, Matthew Stafford, we saw what happened in that Tennessee game. Van Jefferson, I do like Van Jefferson a lot, and Van Jefferson, I think, is a really talented young guy. I think he's third-year guy. and has been good. But he did drop a touchdown pass right down the middle of the field in that Tennessee game.
Right. And if Beckham's healthy, he has blinding speed. I mean, they just opened the field up. I mean, I don't know. Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, and Odell Beckham?
Woo!
Come on.
Yeah. All right, we will keep track of this. It sounds like it's happening, but the deal is not locked down, done yet. It sounds like it's going that way.
Although
it's
very weird that the Rams
yet.
Tweeted it out of their team account and then took it down.
It is weird.
It wasn't official, so they couldn't put it up.
But they did put it up.
They did put it up.
It was
and then
a
took
mistake.
It down. Yeah. All right. Coming up next, we will we'll keep track of this. Plus, Lakers last night. I thought. And again, I was highly critical of Russell Westbrook yesterday. I thought Westbrook was fantastic last night.
Told you.
We will get into that coming up next for you. Mesa and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, we got it now. We got it now. Breaking news on 710 ESPN brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com to find a location near you and to download up to $15 in coupons. Ladies and gentlemen, it is official. Odell Beckham Jr. is joining the Los Angeles Rams, according to multiple sources, including the Rams themselves.
And I really can't imagine. I mean, you mentioned you're getting tweets from people. Let's open the phones. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-3776. I can't imagine if you're a Rams fan, you're down on this move. You're getting Odell Beckham, and you're not giving anything up. You're signing an unrestricted free agent. Mace, what's the downside?
Yeah, there's no risk. This is a low risk.
Right.
Dress G tweets. I love the 360 Mason just did on OBJ. Went from no room for him. I love Jefferson to yes, we got OBJ. I would like to point out to Dress G, that's not a 360, that's a 180.
There you go.
A 360 would be resulting in the same decision. Yeah, no, to me it's an upgrade. It's an upgrade over Van Jefferson. I didn't think they would do it. I didn't think it was going to happen. I didn't put a lot of stock in it. I mean, everybody's talking about Seattle. Everybody's talking about Green Bay. I just didn't think it was going to happen until I saw Jordan Rodriguez tweet this morning from The Athletic. They were the first person. I think is that a she or a he? It's a she. She was the first person who suggested the Rams are not out of this, and now they have officially have got him. I want to mention, John, before we go to the phones, 877-710-ESPN. It is Lakers Ticket Thursday. So right now, at some point, and I haven't told it yet, I am going to tell a lie. If you figure out what it is, you win both a Vote for Jorge t-shirt and a pair of tickets to see the Lakers versus the Minnesota Timberwolves tomorrow night. Be at Staples Center.
Wait a minute, Jorge. Hey. We somehow came up with yet another last Vote for Jorge t-shirt.
Another one. We make one every day, John. Just
oh,
one,
wow.
One per day.
It is one of one. We've got a printing press
they're in the lab
the back
right now.
Of the
yeah.
office.
One per day.
Yeah, one per day.
Hey, did you
vote
see what the
Jorge.
Did you see what the Rams actually tweeted? They
no.
said OBJ in LA has a nice ring to it. You got it? You got
oh,
it? You got it? Ring to it?
Ring
the Rams have agreed to terms
it.
With the wide receiver.
I like that. I like
hey,
that.
Hey, and the dots have been connected.
Yeah, now the dots are connected. By the way, what was Morales going at me for there? I don't even understand.
Because he made a hole open for just going about of Odell Beckham Jr. Then it was all you guys just saying, oh, we're not sure, we're not sure.
Well, we
which
weren't
is right.
Sure.
It was right to do.
It was right, but we weren't sure. I mean,
right.
we have to have some level of credibility here, and we weren't sure.
Well, plus, the Rams are the ones that put
yeah,
it up
Morales,
and took it
you
down.
Tripping. You tripping, Morales. His,
Morales' problems with the Rams, not with us. The Rams put it up and took it down. You know, we're just reporting what happened.
Yeah, I mean, we're credible reporters. We do credible reporting.
Yeah, that's what people think of when they think of us.
Come here for the news. So, I love it. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see another star on this team. Can't get enough of it. Can't get enough of it. And you talk about being all in. They are so all in. So all in. L.A. loads up after Odell makes an incredibly difficult decision. You know, he said he wanted a winner. He said he wanted to go somewhere where he can win a championship. There's no question that's here.
And think about also, he's now got Sean McVay, and he's never had that before.
True.
He's played for fairly conservative coaches. Now he's got a guy who has no problem driving a Ferrari.
And Sean McVay is going to figure out how to use him right.
Yeah,
he didn't get him just to show off. He got him because he sees a real opportunity to make this offense even more explosive than it already is.
And I'm wondering, all right, is it realistic to think he could play this weekend? Because they don't play till Monday night.
Monday night. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Let's go to Dre in Riverside. Dre, you're on 710 ESPN. What's going on, man?
Hey, I wanted to say I love the OBJ, the Rams, man. I love it. I just don't understand why people, you know, will call him a cancer to teams. I feel like in Cleveland, Baker wasn't passing the ball. That's a cancer when your quarterback and your wide receiver don't have any connection. He's coming to a winning team that wants him. He wants to be there. I don't see him as a cancer to teams unless there's a disconnect between the quarterback and the wide receiver. So I'm excited about him coming. I'm really, really excited. And let's go, Rams.
Let's go, Rams. Rams house. Dre, thanks a lot for the call. Let's go to Ivan in L.A. Ivan, you're on 710. What's up, man?
What's up, boys, guys? Big fan. Born and raised in L.A., big Lakers fan, Kings fan. I'm not a big Rams fan. But I'm a Tom Brady fan, Tampa Bay fan. But we've seen the story before. This happened last year. The only thing is that you guys don't have the quarterback like we do to pull it off. Do you agree or do you not agree?
Well, I'm not
disagree.
I'll agree with you, Ivan. I'm not going to say that Matt Stafford's as good as Tom Brady.
No, but to not be able to pull it off, he's thrown for more yards than anybody in the league this year.
I mean, we've seen the story. The same thing happened last year. We got AB midseason, same thing. But if you're asking me, AB is way better than OBJ. I don't think anybody will take OBJ over AB. But he jabbed with Tom Brady. He knew Tom Brady. At the end of the day, we have Tom Brady. You're going to trust Tom Brady in the postseason, or are you going to trust your quarterback? I'm not going to trust Matthew Stafford in the playoffs.
Well, we don't know yet because he's never been to the playoffs with a good team. But, you know, nobody's as good as Tom Brady. If you're going to compare anybody to Tom Brady, they're going to come in second.
Yeah, OBJ, AB is a lot of letters. That's a lot. AB over OBJ, OBJ over AB.
Yeah, that is true, Ivan. That's just a lot of letters, a lot of abbreviations.
Thanks for the call, Ivan. A whole bunch of letters. All right. Bergman, do we know if we've got Matthew Berry coming up?
We do not know when he's going to be back. If he does come, it'll be somewhere around 140.
140. Okay. In the meantime, speaking of Tom Brady, there is a brand new 10-part documentary on ESPN Plus, also a 10-part podcast called Man in the Arena about Tom Brady. It is created and produced and directed and all that stuff by our friend Gautam Chopra, and he's going to join us next to talk about that, plus more reaction to OBJ. And we will get to last night's Lakers game, too. Their best win of the year against Miami in overtime last night at Staples Center. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, big day. Breaking news day. Happened right before our show, which is always great. We're going to talk to Gautam Chopra here in a minute. Do we have him yet or no?
Not yet. I'll let you know.
In the meantime, let's go to Jay in Torrance. Jay, you're on 710. What's up, man?
What's up? Yo, it's me. I won the t-shirt the other day, fly of the day. But anyway.
Oh, nice, man. Congrats.
Thanks. and just honestly, I'm a Niners fan, but if you're a Rams fan and you don't like this move, I really think like you have the IQ of mayonnaise. Like, not only do you get OBJ, but you stop Green Bay from getting them.
Excellent point. Yeah.
I caught the end of Sewell and Travis, and he doesn't like it because of whatever, and I just don't get it.
Travis is such a contrarian.
Yeah, Jay, I think that's a good point about the Packers, too, is you keep them away from them. And by the way, there's going to be injuries, and if any of those Rams wide receivers go down, now you have an insurance policy with Van Jefferson.
Right, exactly. And then lastly, found some good tickets. My wife and I are coming to see Lakers, Anthony Edwards tomorrow, so you guys have a great show.
Okay, Niners suck. Thank you.
Niners own the Rams. What are you talking about?
Till Monday. Monday, we win. Let's go to Dan and Covina. Dan, you're on 710. What are you doing, man?
Hey, guys. I'm an old guy, longtime Ram fan. I like OBJ. I like getting him. I just got one concern. You know, Stafford is so in sync with Kupp. Kupp's got 74 catches, and then the next guy is Woods at 45.
Yep.
I'm just concerned that OBJ might not get the ball, and then he might start squawking.
Well, He's a different kind of receiver than Kupp and than Woods. I mean, he's your deep guy. He's your take the top off the defense guy. He's not necessarily the guy that's going to get 15 targets a game. He's the guy that's going to get 8 to 10 meaningful targets down the field on explosive plays. To me, OBJ is going to be about explosive plays. And if Sean McVay has come out and made this move and believes there's a use for OBJ in this offense, I got to trust McVay, who is the offensive genius in the National Football League. Thanks a lot for the phone call, man. Thank you.
Well, we're now joined by Gautam Chopra, and we talked a little bit a few minutes ago about Tom Brady and the project that Gautam is working on with Brady. We haven't talked to Gautam in a while. Gautam, how are you?
I'm good. Happy to be back. Always love talking to you guys.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you coming on. You know, we were just talking about this big news today that Odell Beckham is going to the Rams. If we had Brady on the phone with us right now, wouldn't he say, my job is to throw it to who's ever open? You know, Tom doesn't seem like he had Gronk and that unique connection with Gronk, and he had a unique connection with Randy Moss. But if you look at Tom's career, and I know you probably cover this in your podcast and in your specials, it seems to me that Brady has made a career out of making whoever they give him work, whether it be Danny Amendola or Wes Welker or whoever. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, Tom is a football genius, you know, and like as great as his physical game is with all of his TB12 and pliability, I would say it's his mental game, like his film study. And when you come into Tom's orbit, like these receivers you just listed, and including Randy Moss, I mean, because I've now talked to pretty much all of them, like the amount of work that they do together, and it's about football. It's never about one guy. It's about the team. And I mean, that's the thing, like just talking to Tom about the history of the organization and the Patriots and just all, it was always about the team and the culture they were building. It was never about a guy. And the moment it became about a guy, even with Randy or whatever, like the guy was gone. I mean, it's just, that's how they had that success. And Tom was really the guy across 20 years who was there.
Gautam has done this this mini-series, Tom Brady. It's a 10-part documentary. It's called Man in the Arena. It's on ESPN Plus starting next week. It's also a 10-part podcast. You know, what he does in the field is one thing. The mental game is sort of what fascinates me about Brady. Give us a thumbnail on sort of his mental game.
Yeah, I would say I sort of identify it. I mean, I've spent so much time with Tom over the years, like the mental and also emotional game. Everything that Tom does in his life, like, and I'm, again, put the physical stuff and the diet and all that stuff aside, it's literally the people he surrounds himself, the relationships he builds, the things that come out of his mouth. Like, literally, Tom is so non-confrontational. Not, I mean, by nature, he's a good guy, but also because he's told me in the past, he's like, he avoids getting sort of into arguments with people because he feels like it will mentally become a distraction. And we all know this, right? If you get into an argument with somebody, your spouse or whatever, like, if you don't resolve it, it sort of hangs over you and it's in the back of your mind. Tom told me, he's like, literally, I don't want to do that because on Sunday, I got to be dialed in. Like, I just, so it's like, it's 24/7 in all aspects. And I, again, I'm convinced, put the physical stuff aside, that's the success. It's like, it's just the devotion to this craft of his that, you know, he's so committed to.
Gotham,
it's incredible.
We're talking to Gotham Chopra. Of, you know, you mentioned you spent a lot of time with him putting this together. Of all the quirky things he does, and we've all heard about him, the, you know, the magic pajamas and the avocado ice cream, and the he drinks more water than most fish, and, you know, he's got some quirky habits. Is there one of them that when you first started talking to him about, you thought, well, that's a little nuts, and then you eventually were won over by the way he made it work for him?
Yeah, it goes back to this thing like around relationships. Tom talks a lot about energy inputs and outputs. He's a very sort of, like, it's weird, right? You guys know me. You know my background. You know my family background. I sort of grew up in the world of New Age, and every once in a while, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, I totally recognize that. I see that. Like, he's sort of New Agey, you know, and he's very, like, attuned to, he always says he's about energy. Like, he can feel energy around people. And I mean, you and I guys, we've talked about this. Kobe was that way, you know. He's very attuned to, like, people and the energy coming off of people. And if it's bad energy for Tom, they're just gone. Like, that person's not back in his life. And so that's the thing. He's just, like, he's so sensitive because he's so much about balance. You know, again, like, Kobe was very different. Kobe, like the rage and the anger and the darkness, and it sort of drove him, like, conflict drove him. Tom's the other way. It's like, it has to be harmony. He needs, like, he really, you know, he's a plays with joy guy. He and Steph Curry are the only two that I've been around. They really just, like, they like everything to be easy around, and that's when they're at their best. So I'd say that's, like, you can tell, like, if things get sort of contentious or tense around him, he's gone. He's, like, he disappears from the scene.
All right, so it is Man in the Arena, Tom Brady, 10-part documentary series on ESPN+. And a 10-part podcast. Gotham, congratulations on this. We will be tuned in and listening, man.
Can't wait. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Gotham.
There's Gotham Chopra. And, yeah, there are very few athletes in the world that warrant a 10-part miniseries, but he is definitely one of them, 10-part documentary. He's fascinating.
I think that, you know, when you look at Brady, it's a good kind of template for what Matthew Stafford has to do now.
Yes.
And you've got to throw it to who's ever open. You've got to throw the ball to who's ever open. I mean, you were talking about, you know, I think we had the one caller who said it's not going to fit. He's going to pout, blah, 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 blah. It won't matter if they're successful. If they go on a run here and rattle off 7, 8, 9 wins in a row, no one will care who's getting the ball.
Right, right. And I trust Sean McVay. I mean, they didn't make this move randomly. I trust Sean McVay. He obviously sees an important role for him in this offense moving forward. They didn't just add him because everybody knows that three-letter name. They added him because he sees how he's going to fit. Sean McVay, who's the best offensive mind in the National Football League, has envisioned what it's going to look like. And, you know, I am so excited about that. I'm so curious to see. I mean, I can't imagine he's going to play Monday night. Could he?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so. They're going into a bye week.
I mean, what's his name? Von Miller didn't play when he was acquired earlier in the week than OBJ was.
Yes. I'm not even sure if Von Miller's going to play this week. I'm hoping so. But I don't think it's a sure thing that Von Miller played. Maybe they just wait until after the bye. You know, Von Miller had an ankle thing that they were concerned about when they traded for him, so maybe they just hold off on him, beat the 49ers on Monday, then go into the bye week and get ready for Green Bay.
And this game is so important on Monday, too. You know, let's see. Maybe we'll get some news before the end of the show as to when he's coming in and if he's going to practice tomorrow. And, you know, maybe they put a base package in that would allow him to go 10 plays or something. You never know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, any word on Matthew Berry? He's a maybe, he's a maybe not. Bergman, are you alert?
Nothing for Matthew Berry yet. I will let you know when Matthew Berry texts me.
Okay, cool. We will hope we may have Matthew Berry. This is like a multiple tease. We may have Matthew Berry. We will spin the wheel of questions, and we will get to the Lakers' best performance of the 2021-22 season, which was last night at Staples Center, a win over Miami in overtime. All coming up for you. And don't forget the lie of the day. It's Lakers Ticket Thursday. At some point, I'm going to tell a flat-out, bold-faced lie. If you figure it out and you call it 3:30, you win a pair of tickets to be at Staples Center tomorrow night for Lakers versus Timberwolves. And you get a vote for Jorge T-shirt. Lakers Ticket Thursday only. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. And if you're just tuning in, the Los Angeles Rams have acquired Odell Beckham Jr. Matthew Stafford now can throw to Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, and Odell Beckham Jr. They also keep him away from Green Bay. It came down to Green Bay or the Rams, and I think keeping him away from Green Bay is one of the nice bonuses of it.
Yep, and I can't wait to see what Sean McVay does with this guy. I can't wait. I mean, it's going to be really fun. Really fun for you to be there. Wow.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's weird. We only have 3 home games left.
Yeah, I have tickets to the next one.
You've got tickets for the Jacksonville showdown.
Right. Yeah.
And are you using them?
I haven't decided yet.
Hell yes, you should use them.
I haven't solved the parking issue yet.
You want to see the stadium.
But this Odell Beckham thing helps.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I saw the stadium with you. I just haven't been there for a game yet.
But, I mean, for a game, it's like a crazy environment. It's such a cool environment. All right, so last night, the Lakers, I think it's fair to say, had their most impressive win of the season so far. John, would you agree with that?
Yeah, and I actually thought that you and Bergman were going to crap on Westbrook today.
No. He scored or assisted on 33 points in fourth quarter and overtime.
We prefer realists, John.
Well, the funny thing was, last night, we're all in this text chain that we go back and forth, and sure enough, Bergman... Like, Westbrook has played out of his mind. And Bergman's first comment of the game in any way was how depressed he was that Westbrook missed a three at the end of the game.
Well, that was the third time that he took a game-winning three.
Wait a minute. Without him, you weren't even in the game.
No, yeah. He was great in the fourth quarter. He was great.
Scored or assisted on 33 points in the fourth quarter and overtime. This is the Westbrook. I mean, I think, John. Tell me if this is fair. Westbrook is an e-ticket experience.
Yep.
You're going to get crazy, out of control, turnovers sometimes, and sometimes you're going to get what we got last night, which was a player who really dominated the end of the game and overtime. But you never know exactly which version of Westbrook you're going to get.
Well, that's what you get with him. You get the good and the bad, but it's always fun. And by the way, when the game was tied at 108, he scored. When the game was tied at 110, he scored. And those are both in the final minute. If it was up to Bergman, he wouldn't even be – Bergman doesn't even want him taking those
shots.
Yeah,
Bergman, why were you critical last night of
Westbrook? No, I was not critical of it. Here's your exact
–
My goodness.
Text.
You love putting words in people's mouths.
No, this is no, – he's going to read your text.
This is literally your words.
Okay.
After a great fourth quarter, he decides a long three again is the best call.
He stood at the top of the right at the half court line for 23 seconds and decided that that was the right play to call instead of just driving past Tyler Hero, who's not a good defender and could have gotten to the bucket. Instead, he takes a long three.
So that's what you took away from his performance.
No,
that's
the only text I got from you the whole game.
Well, yeah, nobody was talking. I was texting about other things, but nobody was talking, so I stopped texting. But either way, I loved what Russell Westbrook did in that fourth quarter. He had zero turnovers in the fourth quarter. He was fantastic. He was great.
As the president of the Russell Westbrook fan club, Bergman, your application has been put on hold. Yeah, we'll see. We'll get back to you to see if we'll allow you on the bandwagon.
I think Bergman's just being a hater. But
oh no, now listen to you, Mace. Jeez.
No, you're being a hater. That's what you took away from last night's Russell.
That is not what I took away. That was
an observation. What does he have to do to win you over? Of course, it's an observation, a negative one. He played almost perfect, and that's what you took away from it.
Yeah. That was one of the things that I took away. And then, by the way, in overtime, he had multiple turnovers and pretty early on too.
Who won?
They won.
They only had 3 turnovers in the overtime.
Yeah, two of them.
By the way, that's the one thing they need to clean up. 19 turnovers in regulation. is way too many. They're among the league leaders in turnovers.
He's just connecting the dots. That's all he's doing.
Oh, right. Bergman is connecting the dots.
Well, and there's so much of this. I mean, we always talk about injuries. So much of this season is, like, Jimmy Butler went down after the first quarter. LeBron didn't play at all. Found out today Austin Reeves is going to be out for 2 weeks.
Yeah, no Rajon Rondo last night.
Yeah, there's so much of these, so many of these games have been decided on who plays and who doesn't. And then there's an element of luck involved too. You know, the other night when they beat Charlotte, Malik Monk threw in, and how great was he last night? He threw in a half quarter at the end of the first quarter, maybe into halftime, and he banked it in, and the Lakers end up going to overtime. Last night, in a game that went overtime, the Lakers banked in two threes. Banked them in. And so you've got to, I mean, there's so many things that need to go right. I think all things considered, that's the Lakers' best win of the year. Just because it was Miami. They're the number one defense in the NBA. Tyler Hero was going off. Bam Adebayo played great. Dwight Howard fouled out. There were seven or eight ways they could have lost that game, and they figured out a way to win it.
Mace?
Do we lose him?
He fell off the edge.
Oh, there he goes again. He picked the plug out.
Wow. Yeah, he's good for that once a week.
He definitely is. But Malik Monk was fantastic last night. I mean, he was taking shots that, like, he was getting into the paint and just having these little flip shots that he was doing that were great. Where has that been for a while?
They're going to need one of the role players to go off probably every game. The Charlotte game, it was Melo. Last night, it was Malik Monk. But you just can't ask LeBron, AD, and Westbrook to win every game for you. They're going to have to get some contributions from somebody outside that group. And the fact that it's been a different guy now, someone other than Melo, that's a really good thing.
It was nice to see Wayne Ellington hitting threes from the corner.
Avery Bradley hit four out of his first five.
Yeah, no, he was on fire too. So if all those guys, how many guys were in double figures last night, John?
I'm trying to think. Westbrook, AD, Monk, Bradley. Anybody else? I think that might be it.
Carmelo, didn't he not go over?
He struggled at one point. Maybe in the
Six guys. Anthony Davis had 24, 17, 25, 12, 20. Yeah, so six guys going into double figures. That's going to get you wins over and over again. Because remember, you saw it last week or the week before. The top three had 90 points, and they lost.
The other thing is, it'll be an interesting weekend because they play Minnesota Friday. Anthony Edwards had 48. Against the Warriors last night, so someone's going to have to guard him. They play San Antonio Sunday, and then they play Chicago, who's been really good, on Monday night, and then they go out on the road for five. So this is a very interesting stretch. Three home games, then five on the road gets you to the 20 games. They're 7-5 now. I thought they'd be 10-10 after the 20 games. Let's see if I'm right.
Hey, I think I'm back now. So here's you know what happened?
Fell off the edge.
The plug out again?
No, the plug's not out. I thought you were the one that dropped. So I kept talking for about 2 minutes thinking, okay, Ireland dropped out. I'll just finish his thought. And I literally said, I'm finishing John's thought here because I thought you were the one that dropped out. So, no, it's just, you know, the system. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. That's why I'm pressing the powers that be, the COVID committee, Scott McCarthy and Amanda Brown and all those
Scott
people.
McCarthy is not on the COVID committee.
Please, please, let me back to the studio. Let me back to the studio. Please. Although Jorge thinks I'm edgy all the time. Why do you think I'm edgy?
Because you are listening to yourself.
I'm not edgy.
Okay, no, you're not. Fine, whatever. Move on.
You're not grumpy either.
I'm not grumpy.
You're so mad you unplugged the device. You're so mad you unplugged the device.
Do you think I'm edgy, John?
Yes.
I think I'm actually kind of excited today. I don't think I'm edgy.
I'm not. Well, what's the thing you were accused of being earlier in the week?
I'm not grumpy.
I'm not grumpy. And I'm not edgy.
Good to
Damn,
know.
Jorge.
How's the eyebrow, by the way?
The eyebrow, when
the consensus on the eyebrow bit is that it worked on Bergman and it didn't work on you.
It totally worked on Bergman. And actually, you know what's weird? I think it actually, Bergman looks cool on you.
I don't think so.
It does.
It actually looks cool.
Mason, one theory was that it doesn't stand out with you as much as Bergman because you have gray hair. That Bergman's dark hair accentuates it better. Do you buy it?
Well, even looking close up at the eyebrow, I can't really – like I showed it to Juan last night when he was very curious, and he said, you can't even tell.
because it goes it goes diagonal across your eyebrow.
All that drama, and you can't even tell.
You can't even tell. You can't even tell.
I'm getting mine done tomorrow, just so I can be part of the team, like I promised.
Oh, are you getting yours done?
Yeah, I'm going with the same guy, Joseph. I guess he gave Bergman his card, and I'm going to go see him tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Are you going to get the 49ers logo in your hair, or are you going to get the eyebrow?
They struggled with Mason's eyebrow.
Jorge, did you check with the psychic?
You know what? She was at lunch today. I went. It was closed. So it might have been.
Wait, what type of psychic closes? Don't they know when you're coming before you come? Right.
But listen, I got the number, so I'll give them a call.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I did.
Call me now.
All right. So, we'll spin the wheel of questions. I got an interesting question today.
How do you know?
Oh, you never know. You never know what's going to be. Like I told you, one that could be, and it could be something else altogether. So we'll spin the wheel of questions coming up next for you. Also, we need to give Jorge some advice on who he should take in the survivor pool.
Oh,
He's the last guy left.
Well, Mark Cates is still alive, too.
Oh, okay. There are only 7 people left in the whole pool. So the guy who sells every single ad on the station, Mark Cates, is alive. And Jorge is alive. And I know who Jorge has used and who he hasn't used. So I've got some good possibilities coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, let me tell you about ZipRecruiter. When it comes to hiring for your business, there's one solution that's been advancing technology for years, and that's ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. When you post a job on ZipRecruiter, it gets sent out to over 100 top job sites. Then ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies people with the right skills and experience and invites them to apply for your job. It's a winning formula, and I wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within 1 day. So if you want to step up your hiring process, give ZipRecruiter a shot. You've got nothing to lose because right now it's free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. That's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. What are you waiting for? Go to ZipRecruiter.com/LA.